This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a leader, Carol Eckerle. Carol's going to talk to us about building a brand, building a business, and advice for leaders, and more. Carol, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me to chat with you today. And you know what I find often happens is that people are leaving opportunities and money on the table because of confusing or just plain bad first impressions. And that's where image and personal branding can really be a lifesaver. So my job is to work with professionals to increase their visibility, their credibility, and ultimately their confidence so that they are stepping up to and into those opportunities.
And talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on people trying to build their brand and not having those things happen. What are some of the thoughts? What are two or three pieces of advice or more on building a personal brand?
I think one of the biggest things that you can do is really get clear on a couple things. Number one, who do you really want to be speaking to? Number two, what is the message that you want to give to everybody? And that message needs to be really clear, consistent, and confident across all of your platforms. So when you're building a brand, that consistency really will send you into the next level of being seen as a leader and an expert. When you're not consistent with your message, that's when confusion comes in, and confusion a lot of times ends up in a loss of opportunity because people just think, well, they don't really know what they're talking about, and they start walking away to your competitor. So being very, very clear on who you want to talk to, what you want to say, and really digging into what makes you special and unique, and that becomes your brand. Everybody has a brand and everybody has an image. When you decide that you want to take control of that, that's when you start being recognized for what you want to be recognized for, instead of people, you know, giving a feedback that maybe you're not really prepared for. And that's where perception comes in.
How do people get more clear about what they want to do and what they want to be perceived at? How do you develop that vision and clarity?
One of the things that I work with on my clients, gosh, now I'm tongue-tied. One of the things that we do is we really think about what is it that we want people to remember about us. So if you walk into a room and you walk back out, what are you hoping? What are three things that you really, really hope that they remember about you? And that kind of becomes your baseline, and that's where you can then start building. So if you really want to be known for your creativity, then that's what you need to continue to put forth. And that creativity needs to be shown not only in your writing, but also in the way that you appear. Appearance is a big, big portion of your personal brand. I mean, your image is your business, which means that your visible credibility is the number one thing that you should work on initially. And understanding how you want to be perceived, understanding how you want people to see you, is going to give you some clues as to how you can strategically put yourself together to elicit those reactions. Now, there's a caveat here, because I don't think that you should ever dress for somebody. I think you should dress for yourself. But you have to realize that there are certain things that people are comfortable with and they're not comfortable with. So for example, if you're a doctor and you show up in a messy pair of jeans and dirty hands, that is not going to make your clients feel very good, right? Your patients aren't going to feel very safe and very confident with your abilities or your decision-making. So we have expectations of certain industries. So using that as a baseline and then creating your brand and your image to not only reflect and honor what people are expecting, but also to honor yourself is where that differentiator begins to really show.
Thank you. And talk about, as you developed your personal brand, and you have a magnificent one, people rave about you. How did you think about developing the brand you wanted to develop?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, it's a journey, right? I mean, it's a journey of trying things and realizing if they make you feel good or not, very honestly. And, you know, I've been around for a while, and I've had different experiences and I've seen different things. And I'm a pretty basic person. So here I believe that clothes are a huge strategy, but I also think that they shouldn't be the end all and be all. So I'm pretty simple. You'll notice that in my brand, things are pretty basic. So my social media posts are pretty to the point. My photos, I do use a photo of myself, which was hard for me because I don't love photos, but I understand the importance of them. And it probably took me a couple photo shoots to really be comfortable with what I was doing. And once you get that, and once you understand, you know, where you're comfortable and you watch as people are attracted to what you're putting out there, it just kind of takes on a life of itself, you know? So again, I'm pretty basic. You'll probably always see me in a black top, black pair of pants, and then I'll use a fun blazer or fun jewelry to show my creativity. Pretty basic. My social media posts, again, are pretty on point. And then, again, going back to that clear and confident and consistent messaging, once you find what works, you just make sure that it's used across, you know, all of your platforms, so that whether somebody meets you in person or they meet you online or they meet you via video, they're seeing a very similar product, if you will. And I hate to call us products, but really we are a product of our business. We, especially if you're an entrepreneur, right? You're, like I said before, your image is your business. What you see is what you get, or that's what is perceived.
And talk to me about building a business, whether it's a professional services business, any kind of business. Any couple thoughts or pieces of advice for people who are trying to build a business?
Yeah, again, I think it goes back to what makes you tick. And I will tell you that when I started my business, I really was in a very reflective mode. I was coming out of, I worked part-time and I was raising my boys, and I knew that the business I was doing at that time was something I liked, but it wasn't something I loved. And I really thought to myself, I need to get back to basics. So I literally wrote out a list of all the things that made me Carol Morris rather than Carol Eckerly. What made me, you know, through all these years, not wife, mother, you know, hockey mom, but me, what did I like? And once you get an idea and a sense of what really makes you tick, then you can start looking at what makes sense to do with those nuggets of brilliance, really, because I believe everybody has that in them. So I think pick a business that speaks to you. I think pick a business that allows you to do the things that you like to do. If it's sitting behind a desk is something that you like to do, then don't pick something that has you, you know, running up and down steps a million times a day. You know, I mean, sometimes it's the little things that make the big difference on whether your business is successful or not. You have to like the little things so that the big picture actually works.
No, I think that actually makes a ton of sense. Any other advice for leaders today? We've talked about building a brand and being very aware of the brand you're trying to build and great clarity around it. We've talked about some thoughts about building a business and what works and making sure that you're really doing things you love doing as well. Mm-hmm. And any other advice for leaders today? What do you see leaders do right that you think more people should be doing?
I think that leaders need to look like leaders. And again, that sounds very, very basic, but the reality of it is that every day first impressions are made, whether we want them to be or not. And leaders need to be seen as leaders. So that means that they need to take care of the way that they're presenting themselves, take care of their body language, take care of their facial expressions and their tone of voice, and really listen. Listen to what is not being said and listen to what is being said. And be able to, you know, right now the hot word of the year, right, is pivot. But I believe that to be so true. Pivot, grow, and lead is kind of my motto for right now. And look like a leader so people believe that you really, truly can lead them to the next step. Make sure that you look like the answer, not the problem. Make sure you're acting like the answer, not the problem. And I think you'll be very pleased when you are more intentional with what you're putting out there And you know, that confidence really, really builds, and it builds on both sides of the table, both with the leader and with the followers.
Thank you. No, we think that's tremendous advice. We love that. I want to thank you, Carol, for joining us today on the Becker Group Business Women's Leadership Podcast. Take a moment and tell us how people could reach you and learn more about you.
Oh, well, thank you again for the opportunity. And a couple ways to reach me. Number one is through my website, which is theimageimpactgroup.com. You can also email me at Carol, K-A-R-Y-L, at theimageimpactgroup.com. Or LinkedIn is a great place to connect with me. I love being on LinkedIn. I love chatting with people and getting to know people through that platform. So just look for Carol Eckerle. And again, it's K-A-R-Y-L, E-C-K-E-R-L-E.
Well, what a great pleasure to visit with you, Carol. Just a pleasure. So smart, so articulate, and so interesting. So thank you so much for joining us today. And to our audience, thank you for listening in on the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled to have you on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Scott.